Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to my channel, everybody. Welcome to my channel for all my new subscribers. Hello, everybody. My name is Aisha Christina. Very nice to meet you. I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Yes, but before we jump on into that, you guys should know that I do receive a ton of DMs on the daily asking me for advice. I get emails too. My email, guys, is for business only. So the best way to get in contact with me is via Wizio. I now am offering a new service where I am doing live phone calls. Yes, I will personally be calling you, texting you to confirm, make sure you show up. And you can tell me one-on-one about your situation. So if you don't want the video, then you don't have to opt for that. You can opt for getting a phone call from me. But also, I do record the phone call as well to send to you, just so that you have that to look back on. Because sometimes when we're in a situation and we're just hearing about something, we don't always grasp, you know, and take in everything. So it's good to have that as a reference. So that will be in the description box below. Also, if you are not by now, make sure that you are following me on Instagram. Okay, that'll be over here. And also, do not forget to subscribe to this channel. We have a goal here of 200K. Okay, we are trying to expand and grow the A team. So I really want you guys to be a part of that in my journey of when we hit 200K. I think I should do something special for 200K. Maybe a giveaway, maybe like a little sleepover together, like via live or something. I don't know. You guys give me ideas in the comment section below, but let's dive right on into this. Okay, I'm actually really excited to talk about this topic, and I feel like I have a lot to say. I feel like I have been having a lot to say, which always is a good thing. You guys, by the way, respond very well to long videos of mine. Even since the beginning of time of my channel, when I used to upload videos that were literally like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, I noticed that you guys would always genuinely watch it, and I feel so honored that you guys could watch me for that long. Wow, you guys can tolerate me for that long? I love you. Why he's just not that into you? Or how do we know the signs that a guy just isn't really that into us? I speak to so many of you guys on the daily, and I get it. By no means am I judging anyone for any situation, because we've all been there. And how do you become wise? You have to make mistakes to become wise. If you know better, you should do better. The moment that you implement the things that you know, you become a wiser individual. So why do you guys always linger around even though they don't want us? Why are they lingering around without giving us a commitment? What's up with that? What does that mean? Let's talk about all these things in this video. Are you excited? Take notes. I promise you, this is going to help you. Number one, as a rule of thumb, why are guys lingering around when they don't want us? Well, there are a ton of reasons that we're gonna address some of them in this video. But number one, I wanna say you're a placeholder. Sounds insulting? Because it is. And we've all been a placeholder at one point in our lives. What exactly does that mean? What is a placeholder, Aisha? A placeholder is like a bench warmer. Think about it in terms of sports. Now, I don't know anything about sports by any means, but we all know what a bench warmer is. You're just simply holding the place of someone else until he actually decides what he wants to do. I've spoken to some of you, and there was like a similar theme going on where girls were explaining to me that they were in situations where guys would kind of mess with them off and on for a couple of years and kind of give them what they call mixed messages and, you know, putting them back on the shelf when they don't want them, picking them back up again when they do want them. But the interesting thing about those stories was that in between all of those breaks that those guys were taking, they were involved in actual relationships with other women. Make it make sense. I'm confused. I'm not, but I'm going to explain to you why I'm not. A lot of the times we tend to think that everything is so complicated when really it's a lot more simpler than we think. Why? Because the right answer is usually the simplest one, but we just don't want it to be because there's emotions involved. There's feelings involved. We want to dissect what this person meant when he did this, when he said this, when he ghosted, when he did... It's simple. It's a lot more simpler than you think. I think it's important that we stop making excuses for the guys that we like. Because what happens when you continue to make excuses for someone? You start to become more accommodating to adapt to them. Well, I know he's really busy and he works, you know, a lot of, you know, late nights. He really wants to expand and grow his business. So I just always make sure that, you know, I'm free by 9 p.m., 10 p.m. because I know that's usually the only time that he can speak to me. The truth is, angels, that the mixed messages are not mixed messages. It's just as simple as he's just not that into you. Just hearing that right now, if you're going to be super sensitive, you know how I am on this channel. If you were new here, I'm all about tough love, true transformation. Why? Because you can't coddle people into change. Maybe some, but we express love the way that we want to receive it. And I'm the type of person where I need the cold hard truth. I need tough love because that is how you change. When you make people comfortable, you know, let's say you have a drug addict on your hands. When they go to rehab, they don't tell them, oh yeah, just a little bit more coke and you'll be fine. You're kicking and screaming, you have this addiction. They're not going to coddle you by giving you small dosages here and there if you're acting up and they just want to calm you down. That's not how it works. If you really want to change, you're gonna have to get uncomfortable. It is what it is. So if you consider yourself to be super sensitive and you are not willing to accept the things that you may hear, then this is your chance to exit. Come back when you're ready. Don't get defensive, all in the comments. Because we on this channel are trying to grow and expand. Even if it hurts, we're gonna do it anyway. When you work out, just like me, losing this quarantine weight, okay? I am putting myself in the gym. I box now, okay? Watch out. And it's not easy. It hurts. It's painful. Do I want to get up and train every single day? No, not always. But now I love the feeling. Now I love knowing that I'm doing something for my body. I feel stronger even in the pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mixed messages and feelings and the duration of time that you have been with someone does not mean that they love you. Oh, we've been together for so long and I just feel like, why would he be around all this time if I didn't mean anything to him and all these things? I don't know. Some things really are just what they are. And that's what's so difficult to really understand, because we want to put a label on it. They don't want to put a label on it. We put significance on it just because of the duration. When that doesn't mean anything. Sometimes you just are entertainment and that's all that is. Sometimes they care, but they don't care enough. What is caring if it's not in the way that's nurturing how you wanna feel? Then what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. You cannot waste your pretty, waste your youth on guys who show you that they kinda want you. Sometimes. How is that fair to you? No one wants to be an option, but in the beginning, what we do is, we compete for the spot. Oh yeah, well, I'll show him. He's gonna realize that he wants to be with me, because why wouldn't he wanna be with me? And then we make that decision in what we perceive as confidence. And then further along the line, we realize, okay, I still haven't gotten the guy. I still am seeing that he's messing with the other girl, and I am secretly checking her stories, and I keep seeing that she keeps posting selfies in his bathroom. But then he's telling me that, oh, it's not really serious with her. She can't call him her man. It's just that She keeps coming around and begging to be with him. He can't define what it is, but she isn't his girlfriend. What do I always say? Confusion breeds deception. People that benefit from blurry lines are people that want to take advantage of you. They are going to manipulate you. If they're not going to define something, it's because they don't want to be held accountable. They cannot rise to the standard. They cannot show up for what it is that you want. So why is it more fun for us or worth it to us to keep on pushing people to kind of give us what it is that we want? And because they're forced to do it, if they even do it, they suck because they didn't want to do it anyway. So what do I mean by that? Usually, guys that kind of sort of want you sometimes want you.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
You only sexually. Your feelings are already invested. Your feelings are already involved. So it's easy to read it as such, especially when there's certain conversation exchanges like, oh, you know, if things were different right now, you know, if I was just in a different place, like we would be together. Honestly, I just wish I met you before because, you know, when I was in seventh grade, my ex-girlfriend, she left me for this other guy in the classroom next to me, and I never recovered. Okay, but you're definitely like 32. I am a little scared. You need therapy. Click my BetterHelp link because this isn't normal. You're not bouncing back. You're emotionally unavailable from an incident in seventh grade. That's just what I was told. What's happening here? Just think about this. When we like someone and they disappoint us, what do? We try to come up with a million excuses as to why it happened. Understandably so. No matter how absurd the explanation is, we tell ourselves that to give ourselves that closure. Okay, you heard that he has a baby mother. He said that they were broken up. He said that he lives alone, but you've never been over his place. You then, because you know, being the FBI that you are, being a woman, I don't care what type of woman you are, we know how to find out things that we want to figure out. Am I right? You find out that he's living with the baby mother. Let's just say you even confront him about it. He says, oh yeah, I just said I lived alone because it's basically like that. I mean, we don't like sleep in the same bed or anything. Do you hear yourself when you speak out loud? Like, is everything okay in there? And what do you tell yourself? Oh, well, why didn't you just tell me that? Because, I mean, especially if you guys are not together, like, why would I be bothered by that? Well, because he's lying, and nobody wants to date anybody who is living with their baby mother. That doesn't make sense. That's called a relationship. Think about it like this. If he wanted to, he would. And this is what I find actually quite amazing about men. Men are not as complicated as we make them out to be. We are actually way more complex than they are. And that's simply for the fact that we are very good at fueling and fabricating things to soothe our ego when we feel like we are losing our grip on someone because we are just naturally good at things like that. I really don't know how else to explain it, but just like the example that I just gave just now, we just tell ourselves anything. That's what we do. If we like someone, it's over. You can't tell us anything about that person. And that's what you need to change. You have to be open to the fact that if you are presented with new knowledge about someone, no matter how much you like them, if you know that that's not going to work for you long term, you have to be stronger than how you feel in that moment and make a decision. Cry on your own, but be by yourself, then continuing to deal with that person. If you know that that individual is involved with another girl and he's playing the both of you, It's all fun and games when it's like a competition in the beginning, and then you realize that you're still here, she's still here, she's not leaving, you're not leaving. What is happening here? If his actions are not aligning with his words, he's not dating you, he's not calling you, he's not being consistent, then you know what's up. So here are the actual ways, some of them, because there are 1,000, of how to know if a guy isn't into you. Number one, he's not asking you out. Yes, this is so obvious, but it's true. Because think about this. A lot of the times when we first meet a guy, you know, sometimes they will do the whole, hey, let's go for dinner. Next thing you know, by third date, you're at his house. You never see another place to eat out in the entire duration of you guys seeing each other again. You guys went on three dates, the equivalent to 72 hours of actually being seen in public, and then you never see another place outdoors with him ever again. If he likes you, he's gonna ask you out. He's not that busy. I don't care what you do. I said this in my last video. I don't care what you do for a career, especially if you're a man that's in a position in power, okay? If you're with an individual like that, they like knowing, wow, okay, after my workday is done, or maybe on my break that I choose to take, I'm gonna call so-and-so because I just wanna hear her voice. I'm gonna make sure that I set up time so I could see this girl because I wanna see her. She makes me happy. I'm curious about her. The same way he did when he first met you. Before that third date. Pay attention to the number three. I'm telling you, it's significant. Hanging out is not dating. I don't know how it goes, but I'm especially speaking to the ladies that are over 25, okay? Hanging out is not dating. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, dating means public places. It usually involves being seen in the daylight, being seen by others, and it usually involves some sort of meal at an establishment. It may also include activities, pumpkin picking, which sounds really boring, but you understand what I'm saying. Haunted house, because it's, oh my God, it's not October. You see where my head is at? Anyway, it involves activities, okay? Number two, he's not calling you. The amount of messages that I get of women expressing to me, I even on the consults that I do, women that are well in their 30s dating these guys that are texting them like they're pen pals. I'm scared because at first I thought, oh my God, it's totally like a millennial Gen Z sort of thing, which is so normal for them, especially with Gen Z. I'm a millennial. It's scary, which is partially the reason why I like to date older usually anyway. But clearly that doesn't matter anymore because now it just boils down to who raised you. You do not step into my life to be my pen pal. I can do that with someone else. Everyone likes to talk. Taking a break from your mundane tasks to speak to someone that you genuinely really like is easy for a man. If he's not calling you, he's just not that into you. Take it for what it is. Wouldn't you rather know the truth? If his favorite form of communication with you is Instagram, that's concerning. I'm not saying don't speak on Instagram literally at all, whatever the case is, but important conversations, things that are important, there's just certain ways to do things. It's like the unwritten rules. It's like if I was gonna go on a date with someone, I don't want you asking me, hey, are you available anytime this week on Instagram? You either call my phone to ask me or you can shoot me a text. Not initially though, when I first meet you, but as we get more comfortable with each other, that's okay to shoot me a text, whatever. But nonetheless, I still do require both. Do not try to have serious conversations with me over Instagram and you're a man. Stop. So actions always speak louder than words. Where is his effort? If he can't even call you and he wants to text you all day, then what is going on here? What are you guys gonna talk about if you ever meet? How is he even getting to know you? It's very easy to say a bunch of things and text all day long and you guys have no interpersonal conversation to feel it out and vibe out to how you guys are interpersonally. I'm concerned. Things like this matter. Like, people genuinely do not understand how to carry conversations. This is a problem because people that fall for these types of things only attract a certain caliber of man. People that just want to text all day and play games are usually going to be people that want to be pen pals all day. So if he's not calling you, he's just not that into you. Number three, he only wants to see you when he's drunk. I am triggered. Yeah, this happened to me before. Full transparency moment. I was seeing this guy, and at first, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't take him serious because he was just so young, not younger than me, but younger than what I normally would date. So it was just all fun and games to me. And you know, but he was definitely cute. So as I'm seeing him, and it's just all fun and games for me, even though it was fun and games, I don't drink at all. So yes, it is a little difficult for me to date someone that drinks in excess, being that I don't even drink at all. And he kind of tried to play on my lack of knowledge with drinking and stuff and made it seem like, well, because I don't drink, I don't understand like why he's hungover or how he feels. And I'm just like, at the end of the day, you're doing this to yourself. You showed up to our date hungover. You couldn't even finish the day with me because you were hungover. He proceeded to plan another date, but never actually did. He showed up to our date with Burger King in his hand. I was literally like, I am not eating that. And I'm not eating that right now. It's 11 a.m. Throw it away. I don't want it. Because clearly, he can't tell the difference between 11 a.m. and 2 in the morning because he's still intoxicated and inebriated. So he's trying to bring me a drunk meal. No, sir. Take that back. I digress. If this guy has to get drunk and inebriated every time you guys are together, he's just not that into you. He just was not that into me. Truth bomb. Oh, wait, Aisha, aren't drunk actions sober thoughts? One, I wouldn't even know, but apparently that's what people say. But I don't think so. You know why? Because what I'm thinking is that this is symptomatic of a larger issue here. The fact that you feel the need to get turned up and get crazy every single time that we're around each other means that you just really don't like me. Or it could simply mean that you shouldn't even be dating me. You don't have the emotional capacity to be dating me. You're not in a healthy place right now where you should be with anybody because you think it's okay to get super drunk almost every day. I don't understand that. Are you hiding something? Are you running away from something? Why do you have to be intoxicated all the time? At the end of the day, if you're dating someone that is drinking in excess and smoking, and whether that's weed, whether that's cigarettes, and it makes you uncomfortable, this person is checking out of reality. Happy people don't do certain things. Yes, when people are having fun, they want to celebrate, they want to have a little drink, whatever the case is, but you know when it's an issue. When it's making you uncomfortable, it's an issue. I am very well aware of the fact that the world drinks. I don't care that the world drinks. It has no effect on how I perceive them. I'm not judging people that drink. I just don't drink just because I never wanted to. It's not that big of a deal to me. But I do know when someone's trying to use that against me and make it seem like I'm no fun and like I don't know what it's like because like I've never been drunk before. So what? I know when you're abusing this and you're trying to hide it under something else. Stop. I'm not stupid. And that's exactly what it was that he was doing. So if this is happening to you, understand, if this guy's getting blitzed out of oblivion, blitzed out of his mind, okay, every time he's around you, it's because he doesn't want to be present, enjoying your presence. And you have to read it as is. Number 4, the classic one. He doesn't want to commit. Love cures commitment phobia. Love cures commitment phobia. When you're falling in love with someone, it literally is a chemical imbalance. You are not worried about anymore. I really don't want to be with this person because all you can think about is I cannot live without this person. And yes, when guys find themselves in these types of situations, sometimes they act all sorts of crazy, which also just shows their level of instability sometimes, because why are you running away from something that we all know is going to require vulnerability at some point? So are you really ready to ruin this? Stop. Get it together. Don't let any guy make you feel ashamed, demanding, needy for wanting a commitment. It's normal to us to want a commitment. What is he saying? What was that? Stop. You're literally trying to make me. I just feel like you're doing too much. Like you just want to, you just want to like put a label on everything. Like I like to just be low key. I like to just, you know, say to myself, stop. What you like to be is low-key so that you can low-keyly try to play me, and that's what we're not going to do, okay? I watch Aisha Christina's channel. We're not going to do that. I'm a quality queen. If I see that you are trying to run away from a commitment, what do you want me to do? Sit here, give you my body, you might get me pregnant, all these things. Now I'm stuck with you, but not really with you. not judging anyone that has been in this circumstance, but who willingly aims for that is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't make any sense. If he cannot commit to you, he's just not that into you. It shouldn't be that hard. And that's our issue. We take all these complexities, all the years and the duration that we've known someone, and it's like, well, you have to care about me. What do you mean? Like, one, I'm awesome. Two, you just spent the last 5 years with me and you don't love me. Are you kidding?
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
And unfortunately, that's how some men operate. With women, we don't take things that far. We don't stick around when we don't really like a guy like that in any capacity. But men do, because men like to keep women as placeholders. Because why? I personally believe if men get with who they can and women get with who they want, right? Guys are not going to be shutting down different opportunities for sex. Who are they to do that? Now they have to start all over again, swindle someone else. Oh, darn. Like, they have to, why not? Why not keep you around? The consequences, he's already lived through. He's already lived through the fact that you got upset, that he ghosted you for a year, and then DMs you on Instagram and says that, you know, he wants to finally see where things are going to be with you. Then when you go sleep with him immediately, because that's usually the progression, you're like, so did you want to, I don't really think this is the time to talk about this right now, because to be honest, you know, like, I like you, but I just got out of, like, you know, like, that situation, and I just want to make sure that I'm, like, healed. Oh, okay, thank you for telling me that, because I'm pretty sure you just told me that you wanted to be with me, but I guess I got too comfortable and I thought that it was going to be different this time. Who was triggered? And it never usually is, because when he was with you, he couldn't see how great of a person you were in those 3 months is really all that a person really needs to decide, oh, I really like this person, I want to make this person my girlfriend. He didn't see the value in that. Sticking around longer is not going to do that. Making more sacrifices for him is not going to do that. Showing him how much of a woman you are by moving him into your apartment is not going to change his mind. You are about to be used. Please trust and believe me when I tell you that. You are about to be used. Don't let it happen to you. So just know this as a rule of thumb. If he's not committing to you under any circumstances, he is just not that into you. And there's nothing that you can say, do differently, that's going to change his mind. He already made his mind up. We know where he stands. Now, number 5. At least I think this is number 5. He ghosts you. Yeah, that's a big indicator that he's not that into you. I don't understand. Like, everything was going so well, and then he just disappeared. He told me that he was going on a work trip. He came back, and we never spoke again. He's been ignoring my text messages. So what do? You go send him an angry message. Are you kidding me? You couldn't be man enough to simply tell me that you weren't interested in this anymore. You had to just ghost me, but you're still watching my stories on Instagram. Are you joking? I get it. And of course, we all turn into a detective when we want to figure out why someone just ghosted us with no rhyme or reason, because you're angry, and rightfully so. But unfortunately, there is no excuse or investigation that will help you figure out why you were ghosted, because this guy was simply too coward to tell you the truth. And also, what did I say? They don't want to cut off that option. So if they leave it open-ended and they don't say anything, they're willing to come back around, get a little blowback, and then get right back under your good graces. But still, not with a commitment. Because I personally believe, because I've never seen any circumstance be different, that if they played with you once, they'll play with you again. Because every single guy that I've known that has made that commitment to a woman, they knew, whether that was instantly, maybe even whether that took a couple months of dating, they knew, okay, this is the person I want to be with. They don't continue to play with someone's feelings for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Oh, it was you all along that I wanted to be with. Oh my God, you've been right in front of me this entire time. I did not even notice how much I love you. No, what they love is your convenience. They love the benefits that they could get from you without having to deal with anything else. And the consequences are not even that bad. You get upset for a little bit, so what? Then you come over and you chill. Yeah. So if you are being ghosted, clear sign that he is just not that into you. No answer is an answer. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, you cannot force someone to care. You really can't. And all he's going to do, because he has zero emotional real estate in the game, he's going to be like, this girl's crazy. Like, she's sending me a long paragraph telling me I should have did this, I should have did that. Like, you're not even my girlfriend. Like, I literally don't even care. Like, that's how some of these guys think. It's messed up. Yes, I know. But that's what they do. You can't force someone to care about you. So whether you send that angry message or not, I think it's going to hurt your feelings more when you send the message and then they still don't answer. What are you going to do then? All right, well, now I'm about to pull up, because what we're not going to do is ghost me and then ignore my messages. I'm ready to fight. What's going on? First of all, classy girls don't fight. We sue. But you have no grounds to sue here, so we just have to take this L and move on with our lives. Some people, unfortunately, depending on where we are in our lives, they have too much power over us. If that makes sense. And it's a dynamic that we will just continue to lose ourselves in. I know we want to force people to understand what they did that hurt us. But what are you going to do if that individual is just not capable of caring or understanding how it is that you felt? If they were, you guys wouldn't be in this situation right now. And lastly, he's in another relationship. If a guy is in another relationship, he is just not that into you. He lives with his baby mother, but they're separated. He has a girlfriend, but she sucks. She doesn't want to get it on with him. She neglects him. She doesn't cook. She doesn't clean. Really? He's only with her for the kids? If you cannot freely love, it is not real love. If the feelings, the intensity, the passion cannot be reciprocated, it is not love. So if you're in a position where a guy that's involved with another individual is telling you that it's so complicated and all this, stop. Because men don't stay in situations, people don't stay in situations that don't work for them. So clearly there's some sort of benefit here. If she's not sleeping with you, well, great, because I guess you could just get it from me. Ugh. That's the truth. If they're together only for the kids, oh, so you can't have joint custody. You can't, like, this is why also it's really complex dating people with children. I prefer not to, but that's just me. Do whatever makes you happy. But they always lie on their kids. Don't shoot the messenger. If the feelings cannot be reciprocated, it doesn't mean anything. But he said that I don't care what he said. People don't stay in things or situations that don't work for them. How is he that miserable, but he's still there? Even though divorce may take a long time, okay? All these things, you still have to do it. The worst thing is, especially if you're going to be with a married individual, they almost never really leave the wives anyways, especially if there's children involved. And then after that, even if you do get that guy to walk away, a lot of the times how you get him is how you lose him. How can you guarantee all the time, and I'm just being general here, how can you guarantee that he's not going to do the same thing with you? So after a while, you're going to go through a period of distrust with that person, because you're all of a sudden going to realize, okay, I got him away from her, but now I feel like, what if he does the same thing he did with me with her? You just don't know. Why risk it? We know a couple things already. If you were in a dynamic with an individual who's involved, whether that's marriage, whether that's living with someone, whether that's being in a relationship, okay? We know one thing about him. He's okay with being dishonest. He has to be. He has to lie. He has to stretch the truth in order to keep this dynamic going with you. He has to. So he will absolutely lie to you. That's it. Well, why would he lie to me? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, because I know that he's with somebody. I know that I know everything he's doing. So why would he lie to me? Stop. No, you stop. Why wouldn't he lie to you? Especially if he's living with an individual, especially if everyone knows about him and his other relationship that is absolutely valid. You're the one that's being hidden. Why wouldn't he lie to you? He has an image to uphold, a family, all these things. So why would he be 100% truthful with you? I know you would like to think, well, because I know everything, he should be honest with me, but they never are. Because if they're not honest about something serious, then they're not going to be honest about that dynamic. It's just going to be lies eventually. I'm sorry. Also, we know another thing about this individual. He's okay with cheating. And if he's okay with cheating with you, he's going to be okay with cheating on you. That's just how it goes. He doesn't respect the relationship. He doesn't respect the relationship that he has with that other individual. And he also doesn't respect the relationship that he has with you. Because if he did, he'd say, you know what? I'm not in love with so-and-so anymore. I am in love with you. So I'm going to have to make a decision. Because you deserve way more than stolen moments that are saturated in shame. If things were that bad, he would leave. Always know that as a rule of thumb. If things were that bad, he would leave. Big decisions require big actions. There's no way around it. If you have to wait on him to be with you to finally make that decision, then this isn't something that's worth investing in. It's not a stock worth investing in, because at the end of the day, he's gonna keep the comfortability of having both. He gets to maybe keep his image. He gets to maybe just have both of you, because he could be lying about how bad things are at home anyway. He gets to keep things the way that he wants to keep them. Why would he cut it off? Because if it was that bad, he would leave. Right? So in conclusion, here's the solution. You have no choice other than to raise your standards and actually meet them. Commit to what it is that you genuinely do desire, or else you'll just end up in a million entanglements. Don't read into situations that are super simple, okay? I know we like to think our situation is so complex, but it's really just very cut and dry. It all boils down to whether or not you're done. And I understand not many of us are really done with the situation. We're just not ready yet. But in the meantime, you're consuming my content. Good for you. It's going to come one day. The day will come where you're like, okay, I have had enough. I don't want to do this anymore. I know that I shouldn't have been in this situation anyway, and I'm preparing for my exit. But don't lie to yourself and fool yourself into thinking that it's going to change, it's going to be different, making excuses for why he doesn't want to be with you anymore, because during that time he's probably going to be with other people and probably likes other people in different ways that he's just simply not capable of giving to you. And that's what hurts. And so you start to question everything. Well, then why were you contacting me every night for the past year, telling me how much you love spending time with me and how amazing we are together? And that's the thing. We read too much into the words and not the actions. Mm-hmm. Have your non-negotiables. You have to write this stuff down. That no matter how handsome, hot, cute, tall, beard, no beard, wealthy, charming, or how good they are at sports, do not let that deter you from your non-negotiables. And what do I mean by non-negotiables? I mean like drinking too much. I mean, being respectful of you, smoking, being emotionally unavailable, texting you all day like he's your pen pal, never initiating dates, and the list goes on and on. And actually stick by them. Commit that to yourself. I am going to be stronger than how I feel in this moment right now, okay? Because I know a lot of times we consume a lot of information, we hear a lot of information, and we don't implement it yet. And I get that, because we're all in different places. And I don't want you guys to feel like, oh my God, because I heard this, I gotta stop this like right now. Because that's not really ideal. And I understand that. I can tell even in the different women that I interact with and that I speak to, I can tell when they're ready to implement the things that I say. But I do commend them for still reaching out and still wanting to hear the truth. Because even that little bit, even if they're gonna go and do the complete opposite, all the things that they know that they shouldn't do, that I've said not to do, I know eventually that they will get there. But you have to also remember that it's not the time that heals all, it's what you do with the time that's going to heal everything. So I hope you angels have enjoyed this video. Make sure that your post notifications are turned on. Make sure that if you want to contact me, if you would like a personal video from me, a phone call from me, please message me on Wizio. You don't even have to download an app. It's super easy. The information will be in the description box below. I really want to talk to you, help you out with your situation, because a lot of the times things get drowned out in the comments, in the emails, in the DMs, and it's just way easier if you want advice from me to get in contact with me over there. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I will see you angels in my next video. Mwah.
How's the business going?
We're busier than ever, but struggling to get the staff we need.
Oh, recruiting can be such a distraction. We gave Job Centre Plus a try, and they've really helped us out.
Really?
Yeah, it was dead easy. We got our own employer advisor, Julie, who helped advertise our jobs, shortlisted candidates for us, and let us interview at the Job Centre. We've hired some great people, and Job Centre Plus really took the hassle out of it, and there was no fee.
Brilliant. That's straight on my to-do list.
Find out more at business.gov.uk/recruit. Eligibility criteria apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.